When you first see Ronald Jackson's work, neither do I confirm or deny my involvement from 2025. It really pulls you in. The sitter, she's poised in this muted blue dress, and her gaze, well, it hits you directly. It's both very resolute, but also quite vulnerable. It's a powerful encounter. And the scale is immediate 67 by 48 inches big. And the mix of materials, acrylic, oil, wood, crayon, all on canvas. But what really makes it towards you is that it's mounted on an oblique wood panel. Mm. It angles forward slightly, so she feels like she's almost emerging from the frame. Mm. Really amplifying that direct look. It's not flat. It's got this sculptural quality. Demands your attention.
Exactly. And that physical presence is really heightened by the frame, the arched top. It immediately makes you think of, well, sacred iconography, doesn't it? It elevates her. It gives her this sense of reverence, permanence. It signals right away there's more going on here than just aesthetics. You know, Jackson's background is fascinating, too. Deeply tied to the quilting traditions from the women in his family. Generations of it. And that's not just about patterns. It's about preserving culture, storytelling, memory. Look closely at the background, those fragmented abstract letters and numbers. It points to this fascination with language, with memory, identity, these sort of incomplete stories, maybe obscured histories.
That link to history, personal narrative, it's so present. And thinking about influences, you can see connections to really significant artists, people like Lucian Freud, Kerry James Marshall, Kent Williams. He seems to expertly blend that figurative work with abstraction. And he consistently presents people of color with, well, undeniable power and dignity, imagination too. He often uses these masked and unmasked figures, which feels like it directly challenges the traditional gaze. Can you maybe unpack that a bit? How does he do that?
Absolutely. So disrupting the traditional gaze, fundamentally, it's about challenging the historical power dynamic in art, where subjects, especially people of color, were often just viewed passively, sometimes exoticized or stereotyped. The viewer held the power. Jackson completely flips that. His figures look back. They confront us. It forces you, the viewer, to actually examine your own perspective, not just impose one on them. They claim agency. And this critical exploration of the African-American experience through portraiture is precisely why his work is becoming so sought after. It's not just technically brilliant, though it is. It carries significant cultural weight. You see major institutions acquiring his work now. Places like Crystal Bridges Museum, the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art, the Petrucci Family Foundation Collection, DC Art Bank. That kind of institutional recognition really underscores his importance.
Right. So for you, the collector, considering this piece, neither do I confirm or deny my involvement. It's clearly more than just a visually striking painting. It feels timeless, powerful. It's deeply connected to these major narratives shaping American history and identity. And given its scale, its symbolic depth, and frankly, its uniqueness in his body of work right now, it really feels like a cornerstone piece, a statement piece for a serious collection.
It truly is. This work gives you these speculative viewpoints on Black life, yeah, placing it right in the mix of cultural history and today's conversations. And thinking bigger picture, a piece like this, it doesn't just decorate a wall. It participates. It's active in this vital ongoing dialogue about our history, about identity, about the sheer power of the human gaze. So let me leave you with this. What stands out to you about its potential lasting impact?